This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. Okay, we have major breaking news update from Richmond, Virginia, and the pro-Second Amendment rally that took place there earlier today. This is Mike Adams here with naturalnews.com and brighttown.com, just giving you an update. The big news, the big summary, is that Antifa was a no-show so far as of the moment of this recording, and the rally is already winding down. People are already heading home. Not only was there no violence and no deep state false flag, and I'll explain why here in a second, but also Antifa was a no-show. The entire operation that had been planned was foiled. The deep state and Antifa terrorists had planned to bring in busloads of Antifa people dressed up as Second Amendment supporters and Trump supporters and so on. And they were going to instigate violence for CNN's cameras. They were trying to paint the rally as being filled with violence caused by militia leaders and white nationalists and white supremacists and so on. This was the narrative that had been pushed in the last couple of days by NBC News, Washington Post, New York Times, you know, all the usual fake news radical leftists. And they had planned to carry that out. This was Governor Northam's plan, too. They'd built a cage, a kill box, where people had to be disarmed to enter. And they were planning to try to bring in the Antifa terrorists to instigate things and have it caught on camera, while the snipers and the sharpshooters on the building rooftops all around the Capitol grounds could then open fire on anyone who pulled out a pistol. And yet, what actually happened, and here's why, what actually happened was there were an estimated 50,000 patriots that showed up there today. Now, maybe that's on the high end. I don't know. Maybe it's 10,000. Maybe it's 25,000. You know, estimates vary widely, but it was tens of thousands. And most of them were armed, and they were armed peacefully. And they did not pull out their guns, because guns don't kill people on their own. And they did not instigate violence. They were peaceful. They were polite. They were respectful, even to law enforcement there, by the way. There was not even a fist fight. Why? Because Antifa stood down. And why did Antifa stand down? Because they can only operate in darkness and through subterfuge. What happened today was that patriots were rolling their cameras. There were, let's say, 50,000 patriots there with firearms that were legal and cameras rolling. And so the deep state realized that they couldn't pull this off. They couldn't carry this out without getting caught. So I think the order was sent down probably early this morning to the deep state operatives, the FBI terror groups. You know, the FBI runs the terror plots all across America. The order came down, stand down, that we can't carry this out, that they knew they would be caught on camera. And this is a major victory for we the people. This is a victory for patriots all across America. This is a victory for not only the Second Amendment, but the First Amendment. Because think about what the message was to all patriots. Number one, and I repeated this too. Number one, do not initiate violence. Go there with peace in your mind and in your heart. Be respectful, be civil, because gun owners are civil people of society. It's the anti-gunners who are the insane, violent nut jobs. All right, so that's number one. Number two, be